It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Friday afternoon, time to visit with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's your week been?
It's been busy and full of a lot of drama.
Yeah, there has been drama for sure. What drama specifically are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the news out of Washington, D.C. today is pretty frustrating and really depressing. It's not been a good week for justice-loving people anywhere in this country, and certainly not here in North Carolina. So, yeah, it's a hard way to end up Pride Month this year.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the newsroom earlier. It was like, oh, you like Juneteenth, do you? Well, no more affirmative action. You like Pride Month? Well, we're going to target trans communities. It was kind of a nonstop this week, and I'm glad that that's what you were talking about, and there was an extra drama that I wasn't aware of.
That's what I've had on my mind today, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely been a tough week for court decisions and veto overrides. There was a meeting in Carrboro amongst the town council that seemed like there was a lot of stuff that got done there. I've got a couple of questions about it, but I wonder if we could start by what stood out to you from this week's town council meeting.
Sure. Well, we wrapped up a couple of development requests for new residential neighborhoods in Carrboro, one of which was a public hearing on a rezoning request up in the northern part of town off of Homestead Road near the Claremont neighborhood. That'll lead to about 40 or so new homes, mostly on the smaller side, as well as some duplexes and possibly triplexes in that part of town. And then another neighborhood that'll be going not too far away from there, next to the Lake Cleveland Farms neighborhood. So we got through both of those, which had been sort of in the process over the past year or so. And this being the final meeting of our season, it was good to get both those two issues and a few other things done.
Excellent. We're also here in the newsroom talking a lot about the discussion around the Bolin Creek Greenway that happened at that meeting. I know that there's been a lot of potential movement on our connectivity of our greenways here lately, but what was the takeaway from that public comment period and discussion amongst council members?
Well, there wasn't any discussion among council members. The Bolin Creek Greenway topic was not on our agenda this week, although we did have some folks come out to speak about that issue in the public comment period. What's happening formally on the town side of things is that we just initiated a public input process to engage folks in helping us think about how to round out the concept plan that we've adopted as a town for the Bolin Creek Greenway. There's one component of that concept plan that has some unresolved questions, in particular what the alignment for that greenway is going to be. And so our town staff has been working hard to get some online survey materials out there for people to respond to, as well as to start appearing at a variety of community events, neighborhood events, to basically elicit feedback from community members about what their interests are, what their goals would be for connecting the remainder of our greenway network here in Carrboro. You know, it's sort of in a timely coincidence, I guess. Chapel Hill has been, as you know, making quite a bit of progress on connecting their greenway network, including a recent RAISE grant from the federal government of about $1 million to support feasibility studies and other planning work for their greenway network. So they're chugging right along, and I think we in Carrboro just need to decide which way we're going.
One of the other items that caught our eye from the town council meeting this week was an equity report from the Carrboro Police that included demographic data on traffic stops. What did you learn during that conversation?
Well, that agenda item, that was agenda on our agenda, we ended it because the meeting was running so late, there were a couple of things we didn't get to, and that was one of them. Although folks are more than welcome to take a look at the materials for that agenda item on the town's website. We do get a quarterly report from our police department specifically around racial equity data. The department is trying to do a better job of tracking progress that the town council on the goals that the town council set a few years ago around eliminating racial disparities. and ethnic disparities in, for example, things like traffic stops and other kinds of law enforcement activities. Like many, many communities around the country, including here in North Carolina, Carrboro does see pretty significant disparities in traffic stop data. This is something we see really in community after community, and it's something that we need to get a handle on. And so one of the things that we're doing is trying to do a better job of tracking the data so that we can monitor our progress and also changing some of the policies and priorities toward how we do law enforcement with respect to traffic stops. That means, for example, deprioritizing certain kinds of regulatory stops and focusing more on stops related to safety and that kind of thing.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles joining us on the phone on this Friday afternoon. Another item that kind of caught my eye was talk of banning gas-powered landscaping equipment in Carrboro.
I think this is a lot of people we hear from in Carrboro about, annoyance at the noisy leaf blowers and other kinds of landscaping tools. We asked our town attorney some time ago to work with the town staff to prepare a report for the council on, what kinds of authorities the local government might have to regulate the use of noisy or polluting machinery for landscaping. So this particular presentation was another of the items we didn't get to on the agenda the other night, but again, the memo and other materials are available on the website. I think what the staff and the attorney is recommending is not that we would have the authority, for example, to ban these kinds of equipment, but that we do have certain authorities to regulate noise and other kinds of nuisances. We hope to take up that discussion when we come back from our summer recess in September.
We've also got a whole lot of stuff going on in the community. I know that there's a lot of 4th of July activity scheduled in Carrboro. I also know that you are just about to take part in the very final Pride Month event in Carrboro, as that's getting started very shortly. What are you looking forward to at that event and at the 4th of July?
Yes, today is the final day of Pride Month. Very excited to once again be partnering with the town of Chapel Hill on Small Town Pride. As has been the case for the past few years, the town of Chapel Hill kicks off Pride Month with a big parade and party on Franklin Street. And then here in Carrboro, we round things out on the last day or toward the end of the month with a big food truck rodeo and dance party on the town commons. So we're just about to start marching toward the town commons with the Rainbow Ram from the Visitors Bureau. And we joined by some musicians to help us march down Weaver Street toward the town commons. Really encourage folks to come out tonight and celebrate Pride Month and eat lots of food from the food trucks. There will be vendors there for beer and other beverages and arts and crafts and music provided by the DJs at WXYC and more. So it's going to be a really fun time.
Definitely hearing people talk about it.
People will see this as an opportunity to mark this difficult week for LGBTQ people in our communities and our country, but also to recognize that Pride Month is about us taking care of each other and celebrating each other, even in the face of that kind of assault.
Definitely hearing people around town talk about looking forward to this event, and I feel like the news of the week has influenced how much people are looking forward to this opportunity to get together for some community.
I think that's right. And as you mentioned, we will also be celebrating the 4th of July next week. One event that I'll in particular want to highlight about that is the 10th annual community reading in Carrboro of an iconic speech by Frederick Douglass. It's known by a variety of names, one of which is What to the Slave is the 4th of July. It's a really powerful speech, and this will be the 10th year in a row when community members from all over Carrboro and Chapel Hill come together and read passages from that speech to everyone who's gathered at the Century Center. That'll be on July 4th, Tuesday, next Tuesday, starting at noon. And I hope people will come out and mark the 4th with us that day.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We are almost out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up this afternoon?
Well, I'll just say again, as I did before, that the town council finished out its season of meetings, and we are now on summer recess. So our staff and our community have a little bit of a break for the next couple of months from council meetings, and I know that both they and the council members will be enjoying that time off. So looking forward to a little bit of downtime this summer.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, thank you so much for making the time on a busy Friday afternoon, and enjoy yourself out at that food truck rodeo and dance party.
Thanks, Andrew. Hope to see you there.